Blog Talk Radio.
Come on my knees to lay down before you, bringing all that I am, longing only to know you, seeking your face, and not only your hand, I find you embracing me, just as I am.
Let me hear the sound of your voice, and I will leave it all behind. Let me hear the sound of your voice, and I'll come running. It's something in the sound of your voice, it speaks to every part of me. And when I hear the sound of your voice, I find you. I was made to love you, it's all I really know for sure. All I am is wrapped up in you, the center of my world. And I was made to love you, from my beginning to my end. You'll be my forever, my forever amen. Let me hear the sound of your voice, and I will leave it all behind. Let me hear the sound of your voice, and I'll come running. It's so sad at the sound of your voice.
Now I'm turning back over to Prophet Stacy.
Thank thank you, Janiqua, my goddaughter, for leading us in worship on tonight. I truly enjoyed that. You never know what's going to happen on Prolific Fire. That was beautiful. To God be the glory. Now, I hope everybody's ready for the word.
God, I thank you for the opportunity, God, to sit before your people, God, another Monday night, God, and to bring forth the word that way that you gave it to me, God. I pray that you give me the strength to deliver, God, that your name may get the glory. Use me however you see fit for your benefit, God, in the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Prolific Fire, everybody. I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you. Let's get right into it for tonight. The foundational text comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 to 31. Again, that's Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 to 31. It's a familiar text, and I will be reading from the NIV. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" That's a good question. Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" Again, that's Matthew 14, verses 25 to 31 from the NIV. In tonight's foundational text, Jesus was with Peter out on the water. I need you to get that. Jesus was with Peter out on the water, but still started looking at his current situation. But still Peter doubted and started looking at his current situation. Needless to say, what was in Peter's mind almost caused him to drown. Needless to say, what was in Peter's mind, it was all in his mind. What was in his mind almost caused him to drown. Somebody, it's what you can see in your mind's eye that is hindering you. It's what you can see in your mind's eye that is hindering you. You've blown a situation that was under control out of proportion. You've blown a situation that was under control out of proportion, making it so much bigger than it needed to be. You see, Peter didn't need to concern himself with what he saw. Oh, no, he didn't. Peter didn't need to concern himself with what he saw. All he had to do was keep his eyes on Jesus. That's all he had to do. All he had to do was keep his eyes on Jesus, who was right there. The same Jesus that told him to come out on the water to begin with. And everything, somebody say everything, and everything would have been just fine. But Peter saw the wind bolstering up. And he chose to give more attention in that moment to what the wind could possibly do. It wasn't what the wind was doing. It was what the wind could possibly do. There's a difference. He chose to give more attention in that moment to what the wind could possibly do instead of paying attention, keeping his eyes on what God was already doing through him. Just like many of you, Peter chose to pay more attention to what could possibly happen somebody knows somebody who lives in the land of what if this happens. But what if that might happen? Everybody knows somebody that's like that. They live in the realm of possibly, this could possibly happen. They're full of doubt and they're full of fear, and everything in their mind could possibly happen. And what if this happens? And what if that happens? And Peter was just like that. Just like many of you, Peter chose to pay more attention to what could possibly happen, pay more attention to what the situation was suggesting could happen, more attention to what the circumstances implied. And I'm here to tell you, where there is a lot of suggesting and implying without actually knowing, where there's a lot of suggesting and implying without actually knowing, there is fear attached. There is fear attached. Fear that needs to be broken. And it's fear that needs to be broken. Peter's mind tricked him into seeing what he saw. Peter's mind tricked him into seeing what he saw because of fear. And that, beloved, is the power of the mind. That, beloved, is the power of the mind. When false evidence appears real, that's the power of the mind. When false evidence appears real, that's the power of the mind. A word for somebody. God is with you. God told me to tell you that he is with you. God is with you. But because of doubt, because of fear, you find yourself failing to acknowledge his presence. But because of doubt, because of fear, you find yourself failing to acknowledge his presence, failing to lean on him, even though he is present right there with you. Just like he was with Peter, he's right there with you. And again, beloved, that's the power of the mind, the power of the mind. Tonight's message. Now, they say it takes 21 days to form a habit. Now, they say it takes 21 days to form a habit. And if that's true, and if that's true, in 3 weeks, you can reprogram your thinking. In just 3 weeks, you can reprogram your thinking. Notice, I said you. You can reprogram your thinking. Not God. You can reprogram your thinking. Seems like we wait on God for everything. It seems like we wait on God for everything to the point that it has, in some cases, become just an excuse. Seems like we wait on God for everything to the point that, in some cases, it has become just an excuse. Oh, I'm waiting on God. That's what we say. Oh, I'm waiting on God. And you wonder why nothing is changing in that certain area for you. And you wonder why nothing is changing in that certain area of your life for you. You are the change. Hear me. You are the change. God is looking, watching to see you make some changes in that area. Somebody, you are the change. God is looking, watching to see you make some changes in that area. Beloved, God is not going to do for you what you can do for yourself. Hear me. Beloved, God is not going to do for you what you can do for yourself. Don't believe me? Oh, you don't believe me. Okay. But answer this. Since you don't believe me, answer this. Why didn't Jesus help Peter get out the boat? Why didn't Jesus help Peter get out the boat instead of just telling him to come in tonight's foundational text? I'll wait a minute for the answer. It's because getting out the boat was something that Peter could do on his own. The answer is because that was something that Peter could do on his own. Getting out the boat was something that Peter could do on his own. He was not sick physically. He was not challenged mentally or living with an infirmity that would render him disabled. Hear me. Then Jesus didn't help Peter out the boat. It's because getting out the boat was something Peter could do on his own. He was not sick physically, challenged mentally, or living with an infirmity that would render him disabled. So there was no reason Peter couldn't get out the boat for himself. So there was no reason that Peter couldn't get out the boat for himself. If Peter didn't get out the boat when he did, if he didn't get out the boat when Jesus said, come, it would have been because deep down, he just didn't really want to get out the boat. It would have been because he didn't really want to get out the boat, or because he didn't think he was worthy enough to do so, or because he didn't think he was worthy enough to do so. It would have been one of the two. Either he didn't really want to get out the boat to begin with, or he didn't think he was worthy enough to do so. Which would be the mine? If he thought that he wasn't worthy enough to be the mine, which would be the mine interfering, causing feelings of insecurity, feelings of unworthiness to surface? The power of a mind. I hope you can see the power of a mind. It caused you to have insecurities, caused you to have feelings of unworthiness, caused you to see things and feel things and believe things that are not even happening. But because that's what your mind's eye can see, you start to panic, start to fear. But that's all the power of the mind. Remember, the Bible says, for as he thinketh in his soul, so is he. For as he thinketh in his soul, so is he. Proverbs 23:7 from the Derby translation. And what is your soul? We know your soul to be your mind, your will, your emotions, and your intellect. It's your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions, and your intellect. That's what your soul consists of. Your mind, your will, your emotions, and your intellect. Either way, getting out the boat was something Peter could do on his own. As I said, God is not going to do for you what you can do for yourself. It's not going to happen. And you reprogramming your thinking is something you can do for yourself. And you reprogramming your thinking is something you can do for yourself. I'll show you how towards the end of this message. I will show you how towards the end of this message. But right now you need to know that faith can become a habit for you. Faith can become a habit for you. Had Peter continued walking in faith, the changes in the water under his feet wouldn't have made a difference. Had Peter continued walking in faith, because that's what he was doing at first. When he first got out there on the water, he was walking in faith. Had Peter continued to walk in faith, the changes in the water under his feet wouldn't have made a difference. It wouldn't have changed what he was thinking. It wouldn't have changed what he was thinking, what he was seeing. In his mind, it still would have been about Jesus. In his mind, it still would have been about Jesus, about him walking like Jesus, being closer to Jesus, imitating Jesus and the way he walked on the water. And Jesus himself right there cheering him on, telling him to come, just like he did in the beginning when Peter first got out, the boat. Come, Jesus said, come, I invite you to do what I've done. Come, Jesus says, come, I invite you to do what I've done. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, and this is Jesus speaking, verily, verily, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works which I do, shall he do also, and he shall do greater than these, because I go to the Father. That's John 14:12 from the Derby translation. Notice how in tonight's foundational text, Jesus doesn't even bother to announce the condition of the water to Peter. Notice how in tonight's foundational text, Jesus doesn't even bother to announce the condition of the water to Peter. He only told him to come when asked. He only told him to come when he was asked. Because when you find someone or something that's always announcing the condition, because when you find someone or something that's always announcing the condition of this fallen world to you or trying to diagnose your condition, what they're really doing is creating a basis for fear in you. When you find someone that always wants to announce things that are going on in this world like you don't know, or trying to diagnose your condition like you don't know, what they're really doing is creating a basis for fear in you, a base, something that fear can hold on to in you. Therefore, Jesus just said, come. In an attempt to keep Peter's mind at peace and focus, therefore, Jesus has said, come, in an attempt to keep Peter's mind. Somebody give God your mind with all his troubles and concerns. And he will give you his peace, especially now with everything going on. And everything that's about to go on. Don't be anxious or worried about anything. Hear me. Don't be anxious or worried about anything. But in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific request known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. The Derby translation says, that's Philippians 4:6-7 from the Amplified. The Derby translation says, and the peace of God, which surpasses every understanding, your hearts and your thoughts by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7 from the Derby translation. One translation said, notice this, one translation said minds, and the other translation said thoughts. Your mind, your thoughts. Either way, it all comes back to what you're thinking. Some of what you're fearing is not even happening. But because you're thinking it. It's in your mind, and you can see it. You believe it. And that's what the devil is banking on. Because you're thinking it. It's in your mind, and you can see it. You believe it. Just like Peter believed he was drowning in tonight's foundational text, his mind had him seeing it. Believing it, that he was drowning. He could even feel it. He felt like he was drowning when he wasn't. Somebody, if you let God have a say-so in your money, if you let God determine what goes in and out of your bank account, you wouldn't feel like you're drowning financially. The Holy Spirit showed me a cross. And at the top of the cross was God. And at the bottom of the cross was your money. Again, the Holy Spirit showed me a cross, and at the top of the cross was God, and at the bottom of the cross was your money, parallel to each other. And whatever your money, and whether your money goes up or down in this season, and whether your money goes up or down in this season, because God, the head of it, the head of your money, because you chose to make him the head of your money, you will have extra. That's a word for somebody. You will have extra. I'll post a cross, because I really can't explain what he showed me. I'll post a cross illustration on social media so you can see exactly what the Holy Spirit showed me. So just be watching Twitter. Yeah, and both of my Facebook pages and Instagram, and you will see it in the coming days. You'll see it in the coming days. You are not financially drowning. Hear me, somebody. You are not financially drowning any more than Peter was physically drowning. You are not financially drowning any more than Peter was physically drowning. You just need to change your money habits. You just need to change your money habits. Make faith a habit. You need faith even for money. Make faith a habit. You can't keep seeing and saying everything that opposes your faith. You can't keep seeing and saying everything that opposes your faith and expect to get ahead. It has to be faith over fear. It has to be faith over fear in this season. I can't say that enough. It has to be faith over fear in this season. Over fear in the mind. Over the fear in your mind. Or you're not going to make it. It has to be faith over fear in this season. Over the fear in your mind. Or you're not going to make it. And beloved, I want you to make it. I so want you to make it. That's why I'm bringing forth this message. The Lord put it on my heart, because I so want you to make it. I see through my eyes of faith. I see through my eyes of faith you making it through this. I see you making it through this to the other side. Dr. Sharon Nesbitt said something I thought was powerful. She said, everything going to happen for you is going to happen through your mind. She said everything that's going to happen for you is going to happen through your mind, good or bad. In other words, something good or something bad can come out of what you're thinking right now. In other words, something good or something bad can come out of what you're thinking right now, out of the way you're thinking right now. The choice is yours. Let faith be your filter. The choice is yours. Let faith be your filter. The same way you use a filter. Y'all know how y'all use filters on social media. The same way you use a filter to make yourself look better in the pictures you post on social media. Let faith be your filter to a better life. Let faith be your filter to a better life, to a better you in this life. Put God at the top, at the head of your money. Let him determine what goes in and out of your bank account. As I said, I will be posting that on social media for you to see. Anyways, as I promised, here's how you make faith a habit. Here's how you make faith a habit and move forward in the coming days. Number one, you don't stay silent. Number one, you don't stay silent thinking the thoughts, the images you're seeing will just magically go away. But love, faith is not magic. Hear me, faith is not magic. Number two, faith must be given a voice. Faith cannot show up for you without a voice. Faith must be given a voice. Faith cannot show up for you without a voice. Remember, your voice controls the spiritual temperature of the atmosphere surrounding you. Your voice controls the spiritual temperature of the atmosphere surrounding you. So I want to know, is it hot or lukewarm where you reside right now? Is it hot or is it lukewarm where you reside right now? Number three, faith becomes a habit when you reside in Christ. Faith becomes a habit when you reside in Christ, and he is your secret place, as it says in Psalms 91. And out of your mouth you choose, it's a choice, and out of your mouth you choose to speak the word of God instead of doubt, instead of fear. You got to check your mouth. You got to put a guard over your own mouth and make sure you're speaking faith and not doubt and not fear. You can break that. You need to just watch your mouth more carefully. And out of your mouth, you choose to speak the word of God instead of doubt, instead of fear. Number four, don't wait until you're out on the water like Peter. Don't wait until you're out on the water like Peter in tonight's foundational text, faced with a scary situation, before you put your focus back on God. Somebody, don't wait until you get into a scary situation before you make the decision to put your focus back on God where it belongs. Number five, study to show yourself approved. Study to show yourself approved. 2 Timothy 2:15. That's 2 Timothy 2:15. That means the word of God is your breakfast. That means the word of God is your breakfast companion, your lunch date, your dinner date, etc. Study to show yourself approved. That means the word of God is your breakfast companion, your lunch date, your dinner date, etc. In other words, live your life in the word of God. Live your life in the word of God. Studying, learning, growing. Beloved, hear me. God wants to approve the words coming out of your mouth. God so wants to approve the words coming out of your mouth. But right now, he can't. He wants to approve the words coming out of your mouth, but right now he can't. Not as long as you're talking, thinking, and ultimately behaving like the world. Number six, pray without ceasing. Never losing sight of what God said. You gotta pray through the season without ceasing. Never losing sight of what God said. And trusting what he said, no matter what you see, think or hear. No matter what you see, think or hear. Remember I told you that. No matter what you see, think or hear. In the coming days, you must trust what God has said and pray without ceasing. Study to show yourself approved. You must not wait until you get into a situation before turning back to him. And faith must become a habit with you by making him your secret place, as it says in Psalms 91. And you must give your faith a voice by speaking what the word of God says so that you will not be lukewarm. And remember also, number one was that you can't be silent. You can't stop the thoughts in your head or the images you're seeing by being silent. Faith is not magic. Now continuing to number seven, permanently divorced. Permanently divorce anything that you know creates fear in you. Permanently divorce anything that creates fear in you instead of faith. Creates doubt in you instead of faith. Do these things consistently. Do these things consistently for 21 days. And that's how faith becomes a habit. And that's how faith becomes a habit. And you begin to slowly. And you begin, hear me, you begin to slowly reprogram your mind. You begin to break the power your mind has over you. You begin to break the power your own mind has over you. Let's pray. Father God, deliver our whole soul on tonight. Deliver us in our minds. Help us release our will and rid us of all unhealthy emotions and or connections. Empower our intellect to think and speak like you in the coming days. Give us the strength to assist ourselves and be consistent in faith, consistent in the word and in prayer and in relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, beloved, this concludes tonight's message. If you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, You can always reach me by calling or texting 865-408-8690. Again, that's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. However, if you're on the phone lines right now via Blog Talk Radio and you have a specific purpose unrelated to what the Lord just brought his word about, what we just prayed about and prophesied about, if your prayer request is unrelated to all of that, because you should have received that, again, by faith, if your prayer request is something different, press 1 on your phone, and here are the phone rules for tonight. Get your prayer request in your head and press 1 on your phone. Press 1 now on your phone. I will call out your area code so you would know that you are about to be on the air. And nothing more, just your area code. But wait until you hear me say hello and properly greet you before you begin to talk. That way, not only will God hear your prayer request, but I will hear it and proceed accordingly. Now, the announcements. Before I come to the phone lines, let me give you some brief announcements. If you need this ministry's PayPal info or Cash App info because you feel led to sow, thank you so much, and may the Lord bless it back to you 36-100-fold. The PayPal information can be accessed at paypal.me/prolificfire. That's paypal.me/prolificfire. And the Cash App is the dollar symbol and the ministry's name, which is Prolific Fire. The P in Prolific is capital. The F in Fire is capital, written all together. Dollar symbol, Prolific Fire. As usual, you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Stacy, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. You can DM me, inbox me on either one of those. People do so all the time, and that's fine. Check out prolificfire.com as well. Everything I name can be done on the website, and if you're interested in sponsoring a child, I would be happy to be a World Vision sponsor along with you. Do that on prolificfire.com. I made it easy for you. Be a blessing to the children along with me. Do that. Check it out. Then join us on Faith on the Line with Prophet Page. If you don't get your prayer request in on tonight, Friday night will be your next opportunity. It's a wonderful time for prayer and encouragement. Friday night, always a good time. So join us then. That'll be Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Call the number that many of you called tonight, the same number, which is 347-426-3782. Your prayer request will be taken in, too, so call in. Even if you get your prayer request in on tonight, call back in. The atmosphere is rich for you to receive, spiritually rich. So call back in. Then join me back here on Prolific Fire, same night, time, and place, Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, by calling the same number, 347-426-3782, when the message will be Growing Up in God, Growing Up in God. With all of that being said, to God be the glory, I'm coming to the phone lines.